Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open.
Woo!
Just like that, I think we got a caller on the line right now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, fellas, hope you can hear me all right. I'm calling from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, hell yeah. Well over. What's up, man? What's your name?
Yeah, so I'm just... my name's Scott. I'm a truck driver. So I'm actually at work as well. So I just hope it doesn't cut out or anything.
Well, if it does, that means you got something happened to you. Makes the show better.
Yeah. No worries. Just got a quick story for you. It's actually happened to me at work. Don't know if it's paranormal or UFO related, but driving on the highway out in central New South Wales in Australia, and one night, couple of headlights pop up behind me, followed me for a little while, and every time I sped up, slowed down, they did the same. They were pretty close, about 200 meters away, and then on a nice flat bit of plain, they just disappeared. No turn off. Didn't seem like it was a vehicle that slowed down or anything. They just vanished, gone.
They were there, then they're gone.
Yeah, it was pretty freaky. Like, I was watching them the whole time, and then just poof, gone into nowhere.
Like, just like on off kind of style, or did they actually take off and zoom?
No, it was, they didn't zoom off. They just, like, the lights just disappeared. It didn't seem like they turned off either. They usually, like, you see the headlights kind of, when they turn off, you got like a half a second of light still coming out, you know, of a vehicle. But all I seen was headlights. I'd never seen the vehicle. I never seen them break at any point. They just vanished, you know, and yeah, they didn't turn off anywhere. So it was really weird.
Mm. Wild.
Any weird, like, kind of occurrences of you know, of ne'er-do-wells doing that kind of stuff on those roads where you live?
Well, in Australia, they have the stories of Min Min lights that, like, seem to follow people. You know, across the outback and sort of things like that. So I don't know if it was something similar to that. Like, it followed me for a good 5 minutes before it sort of vanished. So it could have been something like that, maybe. I'm not too sure.
Kind of makes you think of what would have happened if you stopped.
Yeah, right? Well, once it disappeared, I was too scared to slow down. Then I had to
no doubt
keep going.
Crazy.
But yeah, I just thought I'd share that quick one with you fellas, and thanks for taking the call.
Of course. Hey, before we let you go, we brought back tonight's special occasion. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
So if you've never heard this before, we're trying to find the best of the best
of the best
of the best at astral projection and mind reading. So we want you to clear. What do you say? Make your bowl.
Make your brain
of
rice
noodles.
Bowl. Empty it completely. Send yourself into the void. Stare into the box located at Meteor Sound Studio in Kelowna, BC, and tell me what's inside the box.
Is it a pair of AirPods?
Is it so good that Zell doesn't even know what's in the box?
That's not what's in the box.
Oh, damn it. It's good. That suspense had me going.
It was a good guess.
Had me going too. I was like,
I think it's a good guess. I can't give any clues. That's part of the mystique of what's in the box. No clues. I'm not telling you I could have a huge box too. It could be a really big box.
Yeah. But never know.
Anyways, hey man, appreciate it.
And if you've experienced anyone out there listening from Sydney, Australia, or anywhere in Australia, and you've had that strange occurrence of lights pacing you as well, following you, let us know. Right, let's make some connections.
Is it the Min Min lights, or is it something more nefarious? All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for starting off the show for us.
Awesome. Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
I remember someone did tell us about the Min Min lights before.
Yeah.
But we'll look back into them. And you know what? People heard us last week complaining, and now they're lining up.
Woo!
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Cosmic Channels?
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sandy. I'm calling from Toronto.
From Toronto.
Woo, Toronto!
Yeah. Hi, guys. Oh, you guys are the first podcast I ever found. That was in 2016. You
that's
guys are
holy
great.
Shit.
Wow, that's
you
crazy.
Must have been really,
you must have been
really
digging
searching.
Deep.
Yeah, you must have been in the dumps there.
I was late to the game, yeah. So I want to make it quick for you guys. My story is about my aunt who came to live with us, and she came from Iraq, and she messed around with like magic, and from what she told me, she had like an entity that would do her bidding for her, and I wanted to tell you about just one experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me change the music.
So, okay. I think I was around 13 and I stayed home from school. I don't remember why, but I was just home with my grandmother and my dad was at work. My mom was at work. My siblings were at school. I was watching TV and I had heard my dad call my name. In my house, it's kind of a big deal. If your name is called, you have to come directly to my dad. You're not allowed to say what or shout, huh, or anything. You have to come face him. So I got up and I went over to look at the stairs where I had heard him call me. And, oh man, I'm going to scare myself.
Scared me already.
I
haven't even started.
I looked up and I saw him standing at the top of the stairs. And he wasn't looking at me. And I said, oh, are you home? Are you sick? And he didn't respond. He just motioned with his hand for me to come up. So I was going up the stairs and I like noticed that his work shoes were not near the stairs, which they should be. And I started thinking like, it's weird that he's not at work. He works till 7:30 every day. There's no change. I go up there and he's in his bedroom staring at the wall. And I just stood there. I said, what is it? And he walked into the bathroom and I could see the mirror from the bathroom. That he turned and walked into the walk-in closet and shut the door behind him. The walk-in closet has a light. It wasn't turned on. He just walked into the closet. My dad's like an old Arab guy. He's not, like, he doesn't make jokes. He's not funny. He doesn't scare anybody. We don't do that. Like, scaring children is kind of a no-no. And so I kind of walked in. I got closer to the door, and I said, you know, Dad, are you okay? And I heard a voice that was not my dad's voice, not anyone I had ever known's voice, that just said, come. And I was already running down the stairs.
What did the voice sound like?
My grandma.
Because you said it doesn't sound like your dad. What did it sound like?
It didn't sound, I don't know. It just didn't sound normal. It sounded like the voice that you would make when you're trying to scare someone.
Did it sound like multiple voices in one? Like two voices?
I don't think so.
Over top of each other?
I don't recall that.
You just knew it wasn't your dad.
Terrifying. It was scary, like a scary voice. And I went running. I told my grandma. She, you know, a very ethnic, they're like, put, you know, holy oil on your head. And are you scared? What happened? And my dad had a pager. And this was a long time ago. I paged him. And when he eventually called, he was definitely at work. He was not home. The first question he asked me was, I told him the whole thing on the phone. He said nothing. And then he said, did you say what? And I was like, what? He goes, did you say what? Did you respond? Did you say what? And I was like, I don't think so. He said, good. And apparently, I don't know, you're not supposed to say what? I don't know. But he like tried, you know, gaslit me, told me, oh, it's nothing. It's your imagination. Nobody really wanted to talk about it. But that was kind of the scariest thing of my aunt living with us, at least what I got to see with my own eyes.
What was it?
So now this aunt, did she kind of make any mention of, because you mentioned that she claimed to have sort of entity that would do her bidding. I was so wondering, could this have been that?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I had thought. I had asked her and I overheard my dad having a conversation with her about it, I think later that night. But I had asked her about it and I was like, is it, you know, I was really young. I was like, is it your genie? Is it your, you know, that's what she called it, a genie. Is that what it was? And she shook her head. She goes, no, it's not. She said, don't talk to people on the stairs. And they brushed me off, you know. Jesus. Nobody wanted to even go there with me. But years later, my brother told me that he had a very similar experience. And he said he knew it wasn't our dad. And he went running down the stairs immediately.
In the same house?
I don't know what it was.
Was the brothers
in the same house?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what... He was older. He was an adult when that happened to him, he said. But I don't know what it could have been. I have a feeling it has something to do with my aunt. But
that's where my brain would go, is like if she's kind of dabbling in...
She would tell me things like... Yeah, she would tell me things like, oh, did you know that there's somebody who stands in front of your door at night?
Oh.
What? Are you trying to scare me? And she says, it looks like your mom. She looks like your mom. My mom has like a really distinct, very stick straight posture. Nobody walks like her. And she's like, I could tell by the walk it was your mom. Your mom was staring outside your bedroom. So like, I don't know. She just always... Bad things always seem to happen. She always seemed to be doing something or up to something. And she would sneak into my parents' closet often. We always thought it was to rummage around and look for things or be nosy, but
she's planting
she
hexes.
Often was in their closet. I don't know. Maybe.
It makes me think that if like it, she said she's seen it in the shape of, I'm just assuming that whatever this thing might be, it might be one thing. And it, you know, is taking the shape of your, you know, mom and your dad, that perhaps that I lean towards that maybe it's something to do with your aunt either practicing magic or something, or this is just some unintended consequences of when you dabble in this stuff and you kind of open doorways, right? That sometimes stuff comes through, right? And it's around her because she's the one practicing.
Definitely. That was my thought about the whole thing. My sister used to share a room with her. They slept in the same room. And my sister has so many of her own, you know, stories, but she is very afraid. She doesn't like to talk about that at all. But I had always thought that it was either it would take that shape or I don't know. It sounds crazy.
No, it sounds terrifying.
When you think about it. So. Yeah, I haven't told anybody outside my family, so you guys are the first. People I've explained it to.
We appreciate that.
It's terrifying. It goes out to all our listeners. Don't talk to people on the stairs.
Stay away.
Yeah, be careful on the stairs, guys.
Could be summoned demonic monsters. Before we let you go, though, I need you to guess what's in the box.
Oh, I love this game. Okay, what's in the box?
Sorry. I shouldn't say guess. I should say clear your mind and remote view what's inside the box.
Yeah, not guess. Tell us what's in the box.
Tell us what's in the box.
Tell you what's in the box.
Picture may form a color, a shape. Grasp onto that. Take it.
A keychain. I feel like I see a keychain.
She feels like she sees a keychain. A keychain it is not. But thank you very much for guessing what's in the box. Awesome.
No problem.
Hey, thank you very much for the story. That's terrifying stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Jeez.
Yeah. Bye, the Leafs suck.
Well, hang up quick.
They do.
Yay! All right. Yeah, I thought she said when her auntie was into that stuff, I thought her auntie was summoning something for sure.
When she says that it's her aunt's in the rummaging in the closet, that makes me think of maybe she's getting hair or something that is allowing this thing to take this form.
Yeah.
I don't know. That is some creepy shit for a 13-year-old to have to deal with. Holy.
100%. All right, let's bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels. They hung up.
Kill. Rookie mistake.
Let me, we've got one on the line here, but I got to go. I'm going to do a quick what's up about the call, how the call queue works. We may pick up and you may hear us and we're talking and you might think we don't hear you and you hang up. You're just muted. All right. So you're on there. I get your your voice. If you hear us, you're on the line.
You're the next up.
You're the next up. Just for a
few. We've just got you muted, until we can bring you on.
Yep.
Another. All right, sounds like a plan, guys.
Boom, he got it. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
This guy gets it.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jesse. I'm from LaBelle, Florida. It's central Florida, way south, but central at the same time.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, it's fucking hot, man.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Woke up today, nothing like a fucking Christmas season at 89 degrees.
Lucky bastard.
No, don't. It's not lucky. All right, it's 10 months a year.
Minus one here. It's freezing,
frozen.
Oh, you lucky sons of bitches!
You say that now, till you got to live a whole winter.
all right.
Anyways, what do you got for us tonight?
It's a lot to unpack. So get ready.
All right.
A little bit of UFO, a little bit of actual aliens, a little bit of paralysis. And a little bit of children.
Oh. All right.
The multifaceted story. I love it.
And let me, can I be a little longer than usual or no?
If you go, you do the story. If it sucks, we're just going to hang up midway. Just kidding.
Oh, it's not going to suck. But it starts with I've messaged the boys from last podcast on the left. They told me to get my story out. Because it's a little bit insane.
Okay.
So let me start with about a year and a half ago, I have two sons. I have he's now a 3-year-old and I have a 1-year-old now. So about a year and a half ago, because my wife was pregnant. So about a year and a half ago, we were outside with my only son at the time, because my wife was pregnant with my second son. And he loves airplanes. So he points up to the sky and says, airplane. And I believe in aliens all my life. I mean, that's no big deal. I was like, hey, bud, no, I don't think that's an airplane. I think that's an alien. So he keeps pointing. He's like, airplane. I was like, nah, man, that's not an airplane, buddy. But it was like, this was right around the Tic Tac video came out. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, 2019, 2020, yeah.
But it wasn't a Tic Tac. It was kind of like a Tic Tac egg type thing. So it was like porcelain white and like almost the exact shape of an egg. And it was just sitting there.
Let's call it an M&M.
We'll call it a fucking peanut M&M. I like it. All right. So we got a porcelain white peanut M&M sitting there. And I didn't think anything about it because it could be a drone. It could be a lot of things. But then it kind of moved a little weird. And my wife at the time was about 6 or 7 months pregnant. So I ran inside. I was like, hey, babe, because she thinks I'm an idiot. So I ran inside. I was like, come look at this. She comes out. Brecken is my son. He's outside still pointing, thinks it's an airplane. and it's gone. But it was there, but it wasn't there. So it was kind of like shooting around, but not drastically like you hear on the movies or nothing. It was kind of just like dropping down and dropping back up.
Right.
So then it was gone. It was gone. After she came out, nothing could be seen anymore. So this is where it gets weird. So that night, my son, who is at the time about a year and 9 months, maybe, he slept through the night. He slept through the night all his life. He starts crying because we had the baby monitors, obviously. He starts crying. So my 6-7 month pregnant wife goes into his room to sleep with him. This is about 11 o'clock at night. Okay. Oh, I'm getting chills. All right. So stay with me here, boy.
We're here.
It's going to get a little weird here. So she goes in there. No big deal. About 11. So about, I'd say, I don't know what time it was because you'll find out why I don't know what time it was. So what I think was about 30, 45 minutes later, there's this fucking light coming through my front window. And, okay. Let me just, if one of you can Google LaBelle, Florida right now, it is 3,000 people.
Small town. It is, gotcha.
I own 5 acres. There's no one around me. There's no lights. This doesn't happen.
There's no street lamps or anything like that.
No, we have street lights on Main Street, but that's about where the fucking it ends.
Right.
So I wake up, there's blue lights coming through the front. I don't know. It's north. It's a north window. It's coming through a north window. And I have 2 German Shepherds, so you think they would be going crazy. But I can't see them because when I try to turn around, I can't move.
Oh.
So I'm laying there. And I know my wife and my child is in there. Okay? So I'm laying there. I can see these little, I don't know if they're little, and that's just me exaggerating. I can see these black shadows crossing this fucking light. And I got 2 German Shepherds. One's name is Ghost. One name is Harley. I'm trying to yell to Ghost. I'm like, I can't fucking speak.
Oh.
I know. It's fucking crazy. I have written emails to people. I've written emails to everyone I fucking know. Everyone, the last podcast on the left, boys, told me to write a couple of different people. I wrote them, but nothing happened. So this is, I'm seeing these shadows, and I can't fucking move. And I'm like, for some reason, I'm calling my brother, which he lives in Norfolk Myers. It's about an hour away. I'm yelling, but I'm like, and I can feel it. You know what I mean? I can feel that I can do it, but I can't make a fucking sound. Like, I feel like I'm yelling, babe, Brecken, but I cannot fucking move.
So you're standing at this point frozen?
No, I am on my bed. I'm a little cockeyed. I remember the exact position. I'm a little cockeyed because I have a weird back thing, so I like to sleep on a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little cockeyed, and I can see it out of the corner of my eye, the front window. So this is about August, probably, of last year. So there will be no sun, there will be no moonlight coming through at that point, because that's right in the east. But so I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing, like, I swear to God, maybe 6 or 7 of these little shadows walking through. I'm a little guy too, so I can't really say little because that's height is to me. But
we'll let it slide.
So I did some research, and apparently this happens when most of this happens when there's pregnant women. Like, it's kind of a thing with pregnancies.
You're talking about like the craft and stuff? The light?
Yeah, like they want to, if they're real, if they are, we can to debate that later. But if they're real, they like to do pregnant women, apparently. That's like...
They're here for, like, genetic material, looking for...
They're exploring
scientific research, yeah, some say.
So that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking the whole fucking time. I'm like, I'm trying to get to my fucking kid and my wife, right? Couldn't move. And then I, like, black out. And then about an hour later, about, I'd say, 2 o'clock in the morning, I finally come to. I wake up. I go over there. Jessica doesn't know anything, whatever. And it is what it is. That was it at that point. But something happened about a week ago. And I messaged you boys the day I messaged you on Facebook and messaged you on your website. I had a dream. Now, I know this sounds weird. And don't cut me off. I had a dream that explains everything.
You heard of the dream police before?
Yeah.
Listen, but I have listened to every episode you guys ever made. All right. But you have to hear this dream. You really do. Because it's in fucking sane.
All right. You're insisting we'll accept the dream.
Okay. Because you can look at the time I messaged you on Facebook. It was like 7 in the morning. Like, I just woke up and I messaged you guys. So, I had this fucking dream, all right, the other night. My son, my 3-year-old son, was born with 2 holes in his heart, okay? Ooh. He was ASV and RSV, the upper and lower holes in his heart. So, I'm getting fucking... All right, just stay with me, boys. All right, you might have to edit some of this or whatever, but... Okay. So, I had a dream. Exact same thing fucking happened. Like, I saw the lights. My wife wasn't next to me, but I could get up. Okay, so I saw the lights, I saw the fucking shadows, and I got up out of my bed. I'm like, this is weird. My dogs are still laying on the ground right next to me. Not moving.
Mm.
So in my so called dream, I walk out my hallway. I'm fucking shaking. I'm sorry, I'm sounding a little jittery.
Oh, it's all good.
So I walk down. Okay. Walk down my son's room. So I walk into my son's room and it was identical to the way it was a year and a half ago. We had a couch in there, we had a bed, and we had his crib. Okay. The bed and the couch are no longer in there. But I walked in there in my dream and it was the bed, the crib, and the couch. But there were 3 fucking things around his crib where he was sleeping. Okay, my wife, I looked around. My wife was in the bed in the dream. She was in the bed sleeping, 8 months pregnant, or 6 to 7 months pregnant. I don't know what it was, sleeping. And there were 3 fucking things around Brecken's crib. Okay.
Could you see shapes of them? Like, what did they look like?
Oh, they were your typical fucking grays, but they're not that fucking gray. They're like almost a brownish green.
Okay.
So I walk, there's 3 of them. I walk up, I put my hands on the door frame. But I wasn't scared. The first time that it happened, I was fucking terrified. I wanted to kill something. This time I was kind of like, let's see what the fuck they're doing. Cause I wasn't like no fear at all.
Mm.
So they had this fucking light over Brecken. Right, my son with the ASV and RSV, the 2 holes, upper and lower chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what they did. I couldn't talk, obviously, it's a dream. But one turned like to the left a little bit. I didn't see his face. I don't know what their eyes look like. But he kind of told me, I don't know how he did or whatever, but he said, "I shit you not, I got a clear thing that said I'm fixing him."
Oh, weird.
That is weird.
And it gets better. That's it. That's the dream. But so I called my wife right before I messaged you guys. You can look back on the Facebook thing. Right before I messaged you guys, I called my wife. I was like, babe, I told her about the dream. I was like, can you look back when the Brecken's last heart appointment was? It was 3 days after that his holes have closed on his heart. I shit you fucking not.
And what did they do at his heart at his appointment? They didn't do any surgery or anything like that.
No, they wait. And when a child has ASV and RSV, they wait. They keep monitoring it until it hits 5 years old.
Right. Just to track the progress.
If it doesn't close, they track it. It should close. It might not close. If one closes, the other one doesn't close. It's a whole big shenanigan thing. But it was just so fucking weird. Because all this time, I've been like nervous. Like my unborn son had something going on. That's what the aliens or whatever the fuck you want to call them did. And then it's like they told me that they were there not for my unborn son, but for my born son. Mm-hmm. And then 3 days later, we got the okay that his heart has miraculously fucking healed. Both at a year and a half, has healed both fucking holes.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but I would imagine 3 days post checkup to being healed is probably pretty miraculous.
It was, and I swear to God, guys, I'm not even like, I've never called in, I've never done anything, but I just, it is fucking insane.
Oh, that's wild.
It isn't saying so much. I'm shaking, but I don't know if I'm grateful, if I believe it. I don't know what the fuck to think right now, man. I really don't.
Well, I mean, if that, say it is true in that what you've seen was them fixing in a dream, in a premonition of some type, you know, like some type of alien doctor, alien heart doctor.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, because like, you know our feelings on dreams and stuff like that. Sleep paralysis is a real thing. Yeah. So when I start to, like, things. I always try to look at some, like, can I think of the common cause, like, what I think it could be without, and I'm not saying that this is what happened. I wasn't there, so I can only speculate how I'm feeling, and I can kind of give some answers. I'm kind of thinking that, like, you know, with a pregnancy, you also are getting a lack of sleep. Like, your sleep patterns are changing. Your wife's getting up, waking you up. Your REM sleep's going down. So you're in that bit of sleep where you're like half awake, half dreaming, probably more often. And then you mix in like the stress of something wrong with your child, right? Part of me wonders if that is like if that's a reason for the sleep paralysis, but it doesn't. That doesn't account for your son's, like, the fast healing all of a sudden. But that's just where my brain goes to right away. I go, like, is this certainties, like, could it be that? But then it doesn't account for all of it. It doesn't account for, the fast healing.
That's what I'm dealing with. Because it was so weird that it happened that night. I saw that me and my son, Brecken, we saw that fucking thing in the sky.
That's
so fucking weird, man.
It is a strange set of events that it's like you see the object, then that night you are seemingly visited in sleep paralysis or whatnot. It is a strange set of circumstances for sure.
One of those chunks of the story on its own is probably not too unheard of, but like having all of those kind of overlapping each other is pretty wild.
Have you written to Linda Moulton Howe?
No, that's who the fucking the boys that last podcast I left told me to write to and stuff, but I don't know. I don't want to fuck with something if it involves the kids, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what, though? I would just shoot an email of your account, like much like we're doing here. We're making a collection of stories. Ours are spoken, but Linda Moulton Howe is deep, years and years.
She's deep.
Putting these accounts together. So it's like, if you write her, she might not write back. But if you write her and this fits something that, a narrative that she's looking at of other people, maybe she can make some connections that we can't yet, right? Because our show's only 62 episodes long. We obviously haven't had a lot of these kind of encounters. So, it wouldn't hurt for sure.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I
got to
get me on the right day.
Or else hypnotic regression, baby.
Hey, you've told your story. The story now lives on the internet. Anyone can listen to this, and maybe they've had a similar...
Well, I know fucking other people that have the same fucking weird shit happen.
Yeah, you might connect with someone by accident just telling the story here.
These aliens might be fucking cool as shit. We're just
writing
them off. Or like, we're trying to help you fucking motherfuckers from blowing each other up all day long.
It's a strong possibility. Anyways, man, that was we got to let you go. We got to keep the show rolling, but we really appreciate you calling in and telling that story. It's obviously greatly affected you, and it is a pretty wild tale if you put those all together. So that's awesome, man.
Appreciate some of your experiences. Let us know.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right, we'll do that. Bye.
Bye. Hold up. A little bit of cosmic interference. We'll be right back. A great comment in that we are getting danned by Braden.
What? That's what, and I only say that because my sleep pattern is so fucking off and I've been having the most vivid dreams. And that's because.
You think your sleep pattern's off now?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like now mix in the stress of like you worrying about a child.
Well, I'm not disagreeing like, that, but a lot of that encounter could have been a sleep paralysis account because that is.
It doesn't account for all the, all like I said, it doesn't, the sighting that like all together, then I go like, okay, well that's strange. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of coincidences starting to stack up. Right. You know what I mean? Where like, then I don't always like to be like, it's another coincidence. It's another coincidence. I'm like, okay, something that's kind of, it's weird. Something's weird. I just wanted to make sure it's like, you know, maybe possibly that little bit. But that doesn't still account for the other things.
No, that was a cool tale. That was pretty awesome. All right, let's keep the show rolling. We got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing pretty well. What's
Holy
your name?
Shit.
Where are you calling from?
I'm going to give this guy a job right now. You can join the show.
You're on the show.
Fucking smooth, silky voice he's got there.
Oh, thanks, man. My name is Bob. I'm from Manitoba.
Oh, yeah, Bob Manitoba. What's going on?
Yeah. Got a bit of a paranormal tale for you this evening.
Fuck yeah.
Paranormal tale. We love it.
All right. So about 20 years ago, I lived in a city called Brandon.
Yep.
Brandon had a pretty big mental institution at the time.
Yeah.
It was abandoned. And being the young dumb fucks we were, we decided we would break into the infirmary.
Oh,
yeah, bad idea.
I would have done the same back then for sure.
Yeah, so you could crawl in.
Get a crawl
from
in?
A grate on the outside, and you would get into a crawl space, and you would have to military crawl all the way around the exterior of the building, and then you would get into a basement and go up through like a subfloor in the basement, which is creepy enough on its own. And then you would go up the stairs and into the infirmary and all the doors were locked from the outside. Well, we used to wander around that place for hours on end looking for something, anything, but we could never see anything. Mm-hmm. So the story actually leads us to the other side of the city where the residential school used to be. So we'd go out to the old residential school site just to hang around, and the building was very dilapidated. And we would just look around or whatever. So we ended up down in this little gully about 100 meters to the west of the building. And, the east of the building. And we were just kind of hanging out, getting ready to smoke a joint. Somebody lit up a joint and I was looking out the window. As I'm looking out the window, I seen these little brown figurines. Well, I wouldn't even say figurines. They were like fluorescent, illuminated, like you could tell the difference from them and the trees, and they were darting from tree to tree while we were sitting there.
Fuck.
And I'd never really heard anybody say they'd seen anything there, but the people I was with this time, they were local to the city. And so I was sitting there watching these things run from tree to tree, and they seemed very curious about us. And I asked them, I said, have you guys ever seen anything out here? And they said, no, but there's been tales of people seeing little brown figures in the bush. And I just about shit my pants. I was like, we gotta get the fuck out of here right now.
Yeah.
So we bailed, and that's the last time I ever went out there. But now I just refuse to go there. So
you think you've seen these little brown figures that the legends talk
about? Absolutely seen them 100%. They looked like fluorescent glowing lights, but they were like dim. I can't really describe it. Like the visual I have and the words, there's no words to describe what I see.
So are we talking about like a fairy size, like a tiny bean?
I would say they were about the size of like a kindergarten kid.
Okay, so pretty small, but not, so not pretty tiny. Size,
but nimble, like pretty quick in the trees.
Yeah, and they moved fluidly. Like they didn't, they weren't adhering to like the ground. They were almost floating, but
that's they didn't have ask.
Feet per se. It was just like these silhouettes that were illuminated.
Weird.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I've never seen anything like it anywhere else except for in that location.
But they never, and, like, they never really acknowledged that you were there. You just seen them. They didn't come closer or anything like that?
They were behind the trees, and we were in a clearing. So the trees were maybe 30 feet away from the car. So they kept their distance, but they were quite aware of us, it seemed.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Weird. And then then he never went back.
No, I've never gone back. And I don't ever plan on it.
It's
actually
a shame. You should try again.
With everything that's happened in the world, I would rather not go anywhere near that site.
No, that's fair. I'm fair, in complete agreement with you. There's
I'm
no reason
sad
for
that we don't
back.
Get a continuation of the story.
And just so our listeners, so that, you know, just so they can rule some things out, there is no native like monkey species in Manitoba, right?
No, sir.
Jumping tree to tree.
It was all over the fall. And so if there was anything, it would have been chilling. Like it was cold out. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. In Manitoba, get her winter.
Yeah.
So there's not really any rodents or anything running around.
I know. I was in somewhere in Manitoba. I can't remember. Somewhere south. Or maybe it was Saskatchewan. Frontier. Wherever Frontier is.
Yeah, and, that's not far from where I'm from.
Yeah. And when I was in town, there was like, you know, a small town. I was walking around and I was like, everyone knows you're not from town. And every single person had a lazy eye. In the whole town. I was like, something's up here, man. I didn't like it. Just give me the creeps.
Oh, shit.
That's a wild story.
You guys that story.
Oh, that's cool.
If I ever go back, I'll give you a shout again.
Oh, yeah.
Or send someone. Out. Send someone back. Send somebody in. Maybe don't like that much.
Like I got a 20-year-old son and an 18-year-old daughter. Maybe I'll send them over there with a Ouija board.
Oh yeah. Please,
there
dude.
We go.
But we can't take it. We take no responsibility for if anything happens to them while they do it.
Yeah, obviously.
All right.
We have an LLC, so there's.
Yeah, we're limited on this.
Yeah, we've got unlimited liability.
All right. Thanks, brother. We appreciate the call.
All right, boys. Take care.
Bye.
Cheers. Fucking terrifying.
That's a creepy one.
The second I saw something in like jumping tree, I'd be like,
nope.
I'm going home. And I'm out of here.
Why do people keep hanging up?
Yeah, don't hang up. You know what it is? They're getting the stage fright. They're like, oh shit, I'm up.
They're actually answering. They're answering the calls. Yeah. I didn't think I'd get this far. Wait, is someone on the line? Confusing me. Hello, Cosmic Channels? It says incoming call, but...
Can you hear us?
No. Try again. Some good calls tonight.
Really good call, man. This is one of the best power hours we've had. Nothing? No one?
Oh, I think that's online. I think that's working now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Woo!
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cody. Post Falls, Idaho.
Post Falls, Idaho. Right on. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us tonight?
Dude, so I was probably about 14, 13, and me and my buddy were hanging out outside. You know, my parents had a field. We had about 10 acres, and me and my buddy, we're jumping on the trampoline, right? And it's probably about, you know, 12 o'clock. And all of a sudden, like, we start hearing some things. And, like, we know there's coyotes, right? There's coyotes out here.
For sure.
And we start hearing some weird shit. And we're like, all right, whatever. We keep jumping. We're doing backflips. My brother-in-law comes out. He lived right next door to us. He was going to pick up my sister. And he would always scare us with fucking crazy-ass noises, weird-ass noises. And he gets in the car. He leaves. He goes down the road. We watch him go. We can see it for a while. And all of a sudden, we hear, like, an alien noise.
Like what?
Like a noise he would make, but he was not there.
Can you give us an example?
Jesus,
fucking pretty good.
That was a good alien noise.
I don't even know. Like, it wasn't a coyote. Like, I've heard some, you know, they make weird noises, but that was no coyote.
Right.
Because right after he left, we were just getting weird vibes. And it was like someone was watching us, you know? We couldn't explain it. We're like, what was that?
So potentially the thing that made the noise could have been watching you.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No. We're like, we're going to go inside now.
Oh, you chickened?
That's fair enough.
You chickened out is what you're saying. What you're telling me is you chickened out.
I was like, I was totally. I was fucking 13. I was like, what was that?
Nope.
Like, we're out.
How old are you now?
Two on one. Huh?
How old are you now? How long ago was this?
I'm 30 now.
Oh, so a long time ago. But yeah. It sticks with you. It's that vivid still.
That vivid, because it was a noise that my brother-in-law could make.
But he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Like, and I could see him messing with us like that, you know?
Like sneaking out in the woods?
The road. Yeah, like chilling out in the field after he left and then walking up, because it'd be super easy. But we watched, like, there's another road you can see him turn down and go. That's probably about not even a quarter mile down the road. And he drove past. There's no way in the time that this sounds like we heard it, that it could have been him. And right. He was alone. So we were like, what was that?
And never heard anything like that ever again?
No, nothing like that. I've seen some shit with my other buddy, but that's a different story.
That's a different story. All right, brother. Hey, we appreciate the call.
Dude, I appreciate you guys.
Anyone listening to this, you've heard that noise.
Yeah, can you repeat it again? Is it repeatable?
Give it to us one more time.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's
pretty good.
If you heard that in the woods, let us know. We want to know. We want to start tracking this thing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we're onto a new cryptid.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know if it's a new one. Definitely not Sasquatch.
No, it's not. It's not Sasquatch. No. Cool. All right. We're going to keep the show rolling. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Sounds like it hurts to make. That noise.
That's I don't know how you even come up with that.
Yeah. It's like a weird inhale. I can't do it.
It's a weird one.
Some good calls.
There's some great fucking calls.
They answered last week.
I forgot the last couple calls to play. What's in the box? Fucking idiot.
Oh, fuck. What was in the box?
We'll ask this caller.
Well, obviously, they had no fucking idea what was in the box, or else they would have told us.
They would have told us, yeah. Anyways.
Right, so.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi. I'm really nervous, so I'm sorry that if I kind of stumble over my words.
Oh, it's okay to be nervous. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
No need to be nervous. You're just calling your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't really want to give my name, but I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan. Harry. Harry from Michigan. There we go.
Harry from Michigan. Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I pegged you as a Harry.
Yeah. It's the first thing crossed my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. So, I have a lot of stories, but I'll just do a short one for this first time. So I've had like these kind of premonition type things happen to me. They are while I'm dreaming, but you know, I wake up and they come true.
Oof. Oh no.
So I was friends with this girl that I worked with, and she quit for a different job, and we, you know, fell out of talking, hadn't seen her in probably 2 years, and we were previously pretty good friends, and I had this dream one night that she had a baby, and I was like, oh, that was weird. So when I woke up, I texted her, like, hey, just had this weird dream, you know, I'm thinking about you, hope you're doing okay. And she sent me a picture of a newborn baby. She had her baby that night, and it was like really strange, you know, to like not even know that she was pregnant and then randomly have this dream about her, and it happened that night.
You hadn't talked to her in, I guess, over 9 months?
Yeah, probably like 2 years or so. Like, I don't know. It was really strange. And then the same thing happened with my sister. I had a dream that she was pregnant, and she was the kind of person who did not want kids. So it was like really out of left field, you know, that she would even be pregnant. And so I went over there the day after I had the dream, and I went to the bathroom and I noticed the pregnancy test in the trash can that was positive. And so I asked her, I was like, yo, are you pregnant? And she was freaking pregnant. And, you know, it's just like really little things, you know, things that don't even really matter, but I like dream about it, and then it kind of just
wait. Did you happens. Say? Did, so on the second one, did you say you seen the pregnancy test and then you asked her if she's pregnant?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that one as much of a premonition? Because you had an inkling that you knew she at least took a test.
I had a dream the night before I went over there.
Oh, prior.
So okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not anything super crazy, but.
So that's two, that two pregnancy premonitions, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's only, and it's only on stuff that doesn't really have that much effect. Like, it's like,
right.
It's like, that's cool that you're doing that, but it's like, you know, where's the Powerball numbers, right? Like, that's what we're thinking. Well, this is perfect, yeah, because we have the perfect test for you.
This is actually great.
Because we also have something that is completely useless, and it's in a box. And you maybe have, it's not useless.
Maybe it's not useless what's in the box. I can't tell you what, I can't give you any signs what's in the box, but we need you to use your premonition skills and tell me what's inside this box.
You know, that was the first thing I did when I saw you guys were having Cosmic Channels. I sat and kind of just tried to think about it. You know, I haven't really done it intentionally before, but for some reason I was getting a dinosaur toy, like a little children's toy.
Those are in my house, so you got that much right. Anyone with a one-year-old child definitely has dinosaur toys, but that is not what's inside the box.
All right.
All right.
And hey, if you ever have any other premonitions, let us know. We want to know if you can start tuning this in, or you start having bigger ones. Let us know. Keep us posted.
All right, I will. Thank you.
And if you do have those, and you do win the Powerball, make sure to donate to Cosmic Channels. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, first thing on my mind when that happens.
Hell yeah. All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
I thought she was going to get it.
In my mind, like, I feel like this could be the girl. This could be it. This could be the best of the best, sir.
Yeah. This is the one that's, she's going to break it.
But she did not. We got time for another caller. Maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello. Maybe two, because this is just a quick one.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Dylan, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
From Pittsburgh.
In the U.S.
Right on.
I think that might be a first. Yeah. First,
I think
first,
I that first Pittsburgh PA call. There. What do you got for us tonight?
So I got an El Nasty story.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
yes.
So I live in Pittsburgh now, but I used to live out in the middle of, like, we had one general store, and that was about it in our town, Pennsylvania. And we had a cabin that was about 45 minutes even more out into the woods. And we were, me and a friend were on our way out to this cabin, and it was the middle of the night. We're driving along, and it's a two-lane road, but, like, just barely two lanes, where you can kind of fit two cars, but you got to be a little strategic about it.
Mm.
And we're cruising along, and I'm driving, and all of a sudden, this, like, huge, like, bird creature just, it's bipedal, steps across the road, and, like, one step reaches over halfway across the road, and the next is into the woods and gone again. And I jump on the brakes and, like, come to a, like, screeching halt, and I'm like, it's the middle of the night, I'm thinking I'm seeing stuff. And I look over, and she's freaked out too, and I was like, wait, you saw that too? And she's like, oh yeah, I saw that too. And I tell my family about it, and they tell me that my cousins probably 5-10 years earlier were also up in those same woods at our cabin, screwing around, just being kids, throwing rocks or whatever they were doing, and all came down screaming in fear about the same exact thing.
Oh, so it's like it's been there for a while, whatever it is.
Yeah. But it was
can you go back to the description you said? You said like bird person or something.
No, he said furred.
No, I said bipedal.
Bipedal furred person.
Furred.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was furry bipedal thing. Like, it wasn't like a gorilla in the sense that it had, like, real short legs or anything. Like, it had, like, long, like, it clearly walked on two legs.
It was moving.
Yeah. And it, like, it was so tall that, like I said, it, like, took a step across the road, and it only took one foot on the road to be across it.
Wow.
And you can fit two cars.
Yeah, it's a full, like, it's like a 20 foot. If you include the shoulders, it's like almost 20 feet wide, probably.
Yeah, I'd say.
And did you ever report the sighting to anywhere or?
I didn't, because this was a while ago, before the Bigfoot hunters and everything really became a thing.
Yeah, right.
And then actually showed up in the area before, and I didn't know about it, so I wasn't there to be a part of it. But after they had already showed up, I was like, oh, I don't really see the point in giving it. But I am quick to tell anybody who says anything about Bigfoot. I'm like,
on a scale of Gimlins, like, what are we talking here?
I don't know.
That's a throwback joke. Well, right there.
And it's weird to think too, because, like, it is a little frustrating to have these, like, sightings and stuff. Cause, like, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but, like, in the summertime, mm-hmm. probably June, I've like seen some prints that they weren't ridiculously big, but they were big.
They're big feet.
Like, big feet. And the stride was like, I would have almost been doing the splits to make my footprint. So you could be doing a big gallop, right? But it just didn't look like that in the footprints. And I took pictures and I sent them into, like, Bigfoot trackers and, like, local people that run very, very, very popular, like, Bigfoot sites. Crickets.
Really?
Like, no one cared.
That's so weird.
And I was like, I thought for sure someone was going to want me to take them out to where I saw this thing. It's got berries, it's got boulders, right? I was like, this is Bigfoot area.
It's Bigfoot country.
They're out there, man. I'm telling you, they're out there.
Yeah, and it's almost like the best kept secret of the area, because it's like I said, a very unpopulated area, and like as far as humans go, and like every person's house or like trailer or camp or something, you see like the plywood cutouts of Bigfoot silhouettes and stuff, and like everyone, like it's almost like a joke that nobody really thinks is a joke.
Right. I mean, Bigfoot's not a joke. I'm a believer.
No,
I think
100%. I don't. I think it's preposterous to think that there couldn't be, how dense the forests are and stuff. Like especially in BC, like
there's no people anywhere. If you rounded up all the places where people live and put it just in one square, it's like only less than 1% of the surface area of British Columbia. I'm not sure about Pennsylvania. Maybe it's a little more populated there, but I imagine there's still huge chunks of forest that no one lives in.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Right? So
yeah. The Pennsylvania is basically Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and just nothing but woods in between for hundreds of miles.
Right? So, I mean, there's just too many sightings. A lot of times a very credible bushwomen, people who spent their whole life in the bush, mm-hmm. and they never believed in Bigfoot. Like, it's a fucking bear. It's this, it's that. Then they see one or get like a rock thrown at them or like a branch. They're like, no, I'm pretty sure it's probably Bigfoot. So.
Yep. But after that, I was 100% a believer, and I will take it to my grave. No one will ever convince me otherwise.
You've seen something you can't explain by just a bear. Bears don't stride on 2 feet like that.
On 2 feet.
Exactly.
They can walk on 2 feet, but they don't run and sprint and jump over a road. Anyways,
yes, no.
we're gonna take one more call, but before we let you go, how clear is your mind right now?
I'm working on it. It's just pretty clear.
All right, let's clear that mind. Project your consciousness to Meteor Sound Studio in Kelowna, BC, Canada, on planet Earth, and guess what's inside the box.
Is it a guitar capo?
Is it a guitar capo?
Playing the odds.
I mean, if you're watching the live stream, I do. You see two amps over here. There's definitely a capo in the studio, but that is not what's inside the box. Playing the odds, though. I like it. It's a good guess.
No, it's not bad.
All right. Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate that story. We love any type of Bigfoot, El Nasty sightings. Bigfoot calls. It's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bigfoot, man. When you showed those Bigfoot pictures to me, at first I was like, eh, whatever. And then you said how far up the blackberry thorn bush trail it was.
You would have, like, if that was me and I had to walk to that spot, my feet would be diced.
Just shredded.
Up. Absolutely shredded by the blackberry bushes. That's why it doesn't make sense. And then there's a funny thing, because I was talking to my neighbor about that, like up in there. I was like, hey, you ever see anything weird? And he was like, there was a homeless encampment, but they left. And it looks like they had built an actual little lean-to and stuff up there. Mm. And it looked like it got exploded, like someone like tore these tall branches down and stuff. And then they left. And then in my head, I didn't want to be like to him. I didn't want to be like, maybe they had a run-in. But I was like, I wonder who was there.
Who was there? Wild. All right, let's bring in one more caller for the night. We're in after hours, so buckle up. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing fucking good. What's your name? Where are you calling us from?
I know. Massachusetts.
Right in Boston or whereabouts?
Western Mass, out near Quavon Reservoir.
All right. The reason we ask is because if someone tells a story and there's other people in the local area who said seen the same thing, sometimes we make some connections. Anyways, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I have a story. It involves Massachusetts, but it's more the eastern part down near the Cape, like Cape Cod.
Okay.
So it was back in 2019. Yeah, I was working for a cannabis company, driving out towards the Cape there for deliveries, and I was bringing some stuff to a dispensary. So we wind up at a dispensary and we walk in the place and it's an old sea captain's house. And so the guy that was taking us in, he says, "Hey, yeah, this is an old sea captain's house, and that's the guy's safe right there."
Is safe?
And I was like, "Holy shit! Look at that! It's an old vault. It's like a bank vault style thing from the 1800s, early, like very, very early 1800s, maybe."
That's dope.
And it was like hand painted, had the guy's name on it, like a picture of a ship and all this shit. And then, so he says to me, "Yeah, that's the captain." They're like, "That guy." They're like, "That captain haunts this place too. We do our upstairs inventory, and like, they're saying to me,
he's here.
That guy we've seen, yeah. Like, they people, all the employees talked about paranormal shit involving the captain there.
Weird."
And so I'm like, this. I'm like, "Okay, well, we're joking around, of course. Me and my friend Claude are a bunch of assholes. We're like, oh, we hope." Hope the captain doesn't fucking follow us home or something. Oh man, we better be careful. I like tape like an asshole, of course. I'm touching it because I'm an idiot. You know, I'm looking around. I just wanted to say I touched it and all this shit. So we do our delivery, drop our weed and our fucking vapes and all that shit, get our manifest, and we get back in the van. I say, "Hey, see you guys later. Have a good day." We get back in the van, and I'm like, "Oh shit, that place was cool, huh? Cool old house." He's like, "Yeah, definitely." And we just start driving down the road. And we get maybe about, I swear to God, like not even a quarter mile. We're in Wareham, Massachusetts, like right near the Cape on the little stretch there. Just about to get back on the Mass Pike, like I-90. And all of a sudden in the back of the fucking van, I'm driving. This is like freaked me out. I almost crashed the thing. Heard this sound like you wouldn't even believe. It almost sounded like a combination of like a bear roaring and like a human kind of like groaning, but also like almost like the sound of like, you know, when a wave's like coming over, you guys ever been like surfing or like,
yeah, like the crashing sound. Surf.
Yeah. Like the way that when the wave curls over, you almost just kind of like you hear like the air kind of change.
Yeah. Get
this
out,
sound
okay.
Came out of the van.
Sure.
I'll try to duplicate it for you if you want.
Hell yeah.
Go for it. Give it a go.
The best I can do is, this is why I'm here. I'm driving the back of the van, and I hear, like, 4 feet behind my head, inside the cage, I hear, "Aah!" It's like this fucking growl, and I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" And I turn around, nothing there, nothing in the cage. My friend's sitting up in his seat. He was half, like, dozing out. He's sitting up. He's like, "What the fucking hell?" He's like, "Did you do that?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't." Like, "What the fucking shit was that?" So we pull over the van. I'm looking in the back. There's nothing there. The only thing we saw was like there was an ambulance that came around from behind the building. I was like, maybe it's some kind of new alarm they had, but like whatever this was happened inside.
Some new siren.
Like I was like, did I hit an animal? Yeah, that's what I was saying. Is this some new fucking weird thing they use? But I looked around. I hadn't hit an animal. I had no problem with the brakes, and I'm like, dude. I said to the guy, to the client, I go, "Fuck, man, we were just joking around. Like, that was probably a shitty fucking idea. Now we got some sea captain poltergeist, like, trailing us home."
Yeah, pissed off at you making fun of him.
It was a real fucking noise. It came from within. It definitely came from within the van. It had, like, a humanoid edge to it, but it was, like, creepy. It was just something else, too. I swear to God. It almost, like it reminded me of, like, seawater, like, closing in. And this is the part I didn't tell you guys. I'm an idiot to not tell you this. That captain died at sea.
Oh.
Never returned. His wife was with him in that house. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, yeah. The New England coast, it has a lot of crazy fucking, like, sea captain and sailor stories. People just never coming back. There's monuments all over the place.
Well, and that, just that area in general is, I mean, that's like the first people of North America, the first Europeans at least.
Yeah.
Like that. The history there is like, what, 500-600 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been, about 400 years. You know, you got the Pilgrims, 1620. But ever since then, Massachusetts coast has been, like, you know, inhabited by, you know, Europeans. And there were many cultures that lived there before on that land.
So this thing was like a supernatural growl almost, but it sounded like a wave crashing, yeah. Like that type of hollow, yeah, hollow
that's
sound.
Super weird.
Yeah, it was almost like this. Like I said, the sound of like a guttural sound of like an animal roaring, a human kind of like groaning, like a death groan, and then like a wave, like kind of like almost like, I don't know how to say it, like curling the sound, like kind of like that.
Can warp the sound a bit.
Water closes in on something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh God, it scared me so bad. I remember I was shaking. I got on the highway and I'm like, dude, I shouldn't even be driving. I'm like fucking
shaking on the hands shaking.
And we're still in the van. We couldn't leave. Like we had to like stay on the route or we'd lose our job. Because if you didn't go back within a certain hour with the manifest, they were like, what were you doing hanging around, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because with weed deliveries, they're pretty strict out here and they want everything like kind of ship shape and everything, you know?
Is weed still, is it medically legal or what's the situation out there?
Oh yeah. Full and recreational.
Oh yeah. Full legalization statewide.
Yeah, people with a medical card don't get taxed either, so they can go in there and get like good deals, actually, at a dispensary. You go in there with a recreational card, I mean, you can still get like good weed, but you're not getting any of the, like, you're getting hit with the 20% tax.
Yeah, government's getting their cut.
Oh, yeah, Massachusetts loves to get rich on fucking whatever they can. They're good at that.
Yeah, sounds like most governments.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for finishing off Cosmic Channels. But before we let you go, we need you to send your consciousness into the studio and guess what's inside the box.
What's in the box?
All right,
I'm going to wing it. Here it goes. I'm not going to wing it.
Don't wing it.
Like,
no.
Do the
concentrate.
Bowl. I'm going to fucking...
Yeah.
Empty.
Empty rice bowl.
All right. Is it a apple?
Is it an apple? Now, when I'm curious, when you guessed apple, did you guess because you got like it's something organic, like a fruit, or did a picture of an apple just form in your mind?
Something round and organic. That's what I got. I almost went with orange, but I
go with apple. Unfortunately, that's not what's in the box. But I'm just curious of people's mindset of what they guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I almost just let it center. I don't even know. It's almost like...
just what came?
Kind of like aiming a gun or something. You're just kind of like, you know, letting it settle in. You're not trying to breathe too hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Something that you're aiming, you know?
Yeah, you're aiming the consciousness. You might have missed. You might be in my neighbor's house. You might be fucking making apple crisp right now. I have no idea.
Yeah, probably.
You could have been close.
I'm like a mediocre shot on my best day.
Your conscious shot's not 100% accurate, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, guys, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Good day. Bye.
All right, that will be the last call we're going to be taking on this episode of Cosmic Channels, but that doesn't mean you can't leave a message.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah. You want to record a voice memo and email it to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. We will read and listen to everything we get. And if we get enough, maybe it spawns a new part of the show. Maybe there's the call-in show and then...
Yeah, but. Well, there was actually someone wrote in and I had it ready in case we didn't have time for a call.
I did see it, yeah.
If you want to write your story, we will read it.
You want to
on air.
Write it.
When it's slow.
Speak it.
Tonight the lines were hot.
They're popping, yeah.
So, but leave a message, send us your stories. We'll read them on air.
Now
we'll add some Foley work to them too.
Some Foley work, some growls and steps, some wind whooshes.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it before, but let's just hash it out right now because Cosmic Channels in December will be December 11th. And on Christmas Day, obviously Christmas Day will not be recording Cosmic Channels.
What?
So do you want to do you want to double up on the 11th? Extra long Cosmic Channels?
An extra long Cosmic Channel?
A doubler?
Fuck yeah, let's do it. At the year ender.
The year end Cosmic Channels, pop a beer, crack some whiskey, open your minds to the theories that abound across the Cosmic Channels.
The 2-hour special for year end 2022. Yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it.
So if you're listening to this before December 11th, 2022, the next recording will be December 11th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Same cosmic place.
Same. cosmic channels.
Oh. All right. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate it.
Peace. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts. Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio. Meteor-recording.com. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.